Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like the full season of FX's epic limited series, Shogun, FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss. And don't miss the all-new crime series Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events and starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Hey guys, guess what? Huge news! This Is Important is going back on the road on Friday, April 19th. That's right, a 420 Eve. Myself, Blake, and Anders are hitting the Hard Rock Casino Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City to bring TII Nation another live show. Is it the last one ever? I don't know. Possibly. Tickets are available now at hardrockhotelatlanticcity.com, or you can go to the link in our bio on our @PodImportant Instagram page. Get your tickets now because they're going to sell out. Come party with us in Atlantic City.
Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we only talk about what's the most important, bottom line, critical thing happening on this planet. Today on This Is Important.
Well, how much porn are you watching while driving?
That's crazy, because you guys think we're American. We're not at all.
No, I can't eat a salad without croutons. Fuck that.
Buckle up. Skinnamarinky dinky dink, skinnamarinky doo.
You are now listening to the 2024 Best Comedy Podcast.
Do you have like an applause break?
We are the champions.
Do you have an applause break you can hit? Like a
yeah.
I might have to do it. Oh, wow.
We did it.
We did it.
We did it.
iHeartRadio. Best comedy podcast of the whole damn year.
Woo.
Mm. And what's cool to lord it over, you might think there's other podcasts that are funnier, but the people have spoken are the people of iHeart that we actually work for. So it could be an inside job, but they didn't tell us that it is or not.
Yeah. Sorry.
So sorry.
Winning.
That's not our fault. Best comedy podcast. So yeah, we're the champion. If you have a podcast, you think you're funnier, you're wrong.
Yeah. We're on top.
That sucks.
We finally did.
For this year.
Yeah, for this year.
Yes, for this, year. We have to defend our crown. It starts today.
Mm. Yeah. Wow.
It starts today.
Wow. Okay.
This would be really funny.
Okay. Should we start with jokes?
No. Serious stories.
I got a good one. That's not my finger. That's not my belly button either. Or thing I messed it up.
And then you're going to have a lot more of that. This is the 2024 funniest podcast.
What was that?
I think it's fair to say we're living up to
a lot of good stuff coming out of this can.
Legend.
What was that?
That's not my finger. That's not my belly button either.
Okay. I like that, dude.
Classic schoolyard babysitter dirty joke from the 80s.
Guys, I'd love to dust off a little buzz ball action. Maybe we buzz off in honor of... In honor.
Either way, Adam, you got a nose hair?
You guys see my eyes twitching?
Yeah, what's going on?
You need a buzz ball, rub that on.
Yeah, come on, here we go.
It might be the fact that I'm not drinking enough Zoa energy drinks.
Yeah, you might need to get in there.
I need to have one or two more Zoas.
Here we go, baby.
No, dude, my eyes started twitching last night. I mean, I think it's part of like my overall problem.
Put the buzz ball away, Blake. Go ahead, Adam.
But it won't stop, and it's driving me nuts.
Finish him. Okay, here
we go. That's kind of cool, though. Remember, like, can't stop, won't stop?
I'm buzzing off. It's for me. True. It's not for you guys. Okay,
you're just going to...
We're going to be over here talking about... Yeah.
Durst couldn't be at the award show.
Speaking of eyeballs.
Woo!
Speaking of balls.
I got my eyeball, one of them, in January. Woo! I just suddenly, one of my eyes was blurry again, as if I was a young boy. Mm. And had to get my eye lasered again.
Right. Yeah, so what is it called that you want you do? What is it called?
LASIK?
LASIK. It's called LASIK.
Is that trademarked?
I'm sure it's a little RTM.
Is there like bootleg LASIK, or can you get another process, or is it LASIK only?
Come over, I'll give you bootleg LASIK.
Okay.
I'll show you my laser.
This dude just has a flashlight.
I'm sure.
Well, there's different things. I got something called like a PDK or something where they like put a lens over it to heal it for a week.
Okay.
Which kind of sucks.
So you then had to like lay science. Around for a week with a. With like a cool cyborg eyeball, or like
what's going on?
It was an eye patch.
Yeah,
what's
this? It's science.
That's exactly what I was going to say, Adam. No, like literally, just like a contact lens over the area that they lasered to help it heal faster. But you got to sleep with like this like eye patch thing, like a plastic piece taped to your face, so you don't like mush your eyeball into something deformed and fuck it all up.
Oh my god!
So, but that's kind of tight. So you kind of probably use that in the bedroom, like you're the pirate. Yes, let me get that booty, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. I like that,
Adam. Again, I was just gonna say it. So yeah, that's yes, yes,
okay. Obviously. So does that hurt, Dersey? Does that hurt to do?
No.
Yeah. Does it hurt? What's the process? Yeah.
I can imagine some people don't enjoy it. For me, it sends me to my happy place.
Mm. Okay, you're a sick fuck.
There is something, like they ask if you want like, I don't know, what's one of those like Zoloft? I think they give you like a Zoloft if you want it to chill the fuck out.
Okay, Xanax?
And I'm like, I'm good, let's get in there. And they give you drops on your eyeball that like numb your eyeball. Ugh. Then they get those like clockwork orange eye things that like keep them open and they put drops in. And then they just pull the laser over and go, focus on like a dot. And then you smell your eyeball burning off.
Oh my God.
Have you ever had your teeth drilled at the dentist? Okay. So you know that smell?
Mm-hmm. Way worse. Way different than that.
It's the same.
Oh.
It's the same.
Okay. I didn't think you're going that way with it.
Yeah. I think it's burning flesh, bone, human organic. Tissue and but yeah, the first time it was happening to me while it was going on, I go, am I smelling my eye burning? And they're like, no, that's the laser. I'm like, the laser smells?
Oh no. The doctor's making
you got a stinky laser.
No, he's microwaving lunch next door. It's his break. He's about to smash a Hot Pocket,
leftover nuggets.
Yeah, no, he's eating salmon.
It was a smoked salmon. It's blackened.
Oh. Yeah, it's a mesquite salmon. Yeah, that he's really good. Microwaving. It's so good.
Skeet salmon.
It smells like skeet, bro.
He has a skeet salmon. Well, it does sound a little human, or smell a little human. It takes 10 minutes to do this surgery, and then you're like out. But you're super light sensitive for a couple days.
Could you drive home?
No, I Ubered. Nice. It was brutal.
Ooh.
The guy keeps trying to talk to you. You have an eye patch on. He won't stop talking about your eye patch.
I put headphones in and went to podcast land.
Oh, that's cool, dude.
You know, nothing as funny as this podcast, but...
Well, nothing is.
Well,
nothing is
proven. I mean, I wish there was, but it's proven that...
I know. Yeah. I'm like, is this it's the top science. Of the mountain? Jesus Christ.
I sort of listened back to some of our podcasts. I'm like, this was the funniest podcast of all of this past year, but apparently it is. And,
Well, we're not busy. What I was going to say, because I wasn't there to kind of... to share this, guys, was that we do it without guests. Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
No guests. A lot of people, they have to bring on ringers, not us. We do this every week.
Yeah, we got rid of the dead weight.
Yeah, we kick people off. We don't bring them on.
Away.
Yeah. Yeah, now that I think about it.
I don't care how funny he might be.
It was kind of weird. It was really just half the group accepting the award. We didn't even mention you guys, and the audience didn't seem to care.
They did not mind even a little bit.
Yeah, they were pretty hyped on who was there to represent.
We did not know. That was the fun part, is we had no idea.
Yeah, no, not at all.
What's funny is I think other people that I talked to, they were like, yeah, I'm winning this award. I'm like, oh, shit, that means we're not winning and we're just presenting.
They said we're winning our award? Yeah. Named the TII Comedy Award?
Yeah.
No. A different award.
Yeah, all the SmartList bros were talking mad shit backstage. They're like,
They were not there.
No. Another person, I don't want to mention their names, but they said that they had won, and they did win. And they said before, and so I was like, there's no way that we won then, because they told the winners to get them here. But we're so needy, and we just want a free plane ticket to go to Austin and be put up in a hotel. We're so easy. We're such an easy get that we were just there.
Yeah.
Fuck it. We just came without. I wonder if we said no, if then they would have said you won, or if we said no, they would have actually just given it to SmartList.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I think that was more a participation award.
Yeah, that was
the
sick.
Fact that we made the trip. Yeah. But we did have a good time. I love spending time in Austin.
I
was
love
a blast,
Austin,
for sure.
Dude. Yeah, we had a good time.
Did anybody?
What the fuck do you want?
And by the way, by all means, you guys do not have to answer any questions.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. God, don't pressure us into talking. This is only a podcast.
Did anybody who won, was anyone who won not there for anything?
Yeah, the Kelsey brothers. They won the best podcast of the year, and they were not there.
Best overall?
Best overall. Which, by the way, I think probably right? The most, relevant. I think they should have won, most, relevant, if that's an award.
Wow,
yeah,
I mean,
is anybody more relevant than
Travis Kelsey?
Their powers combined?
Yeah.
Travis and then his brother, retiring and apparently giving, the greatest speech humans have ever heard.
Yeah, and everyone was crying. I'm like, yeah, for sure, give it to them. And for sure, they're not coming.
They were like, he taped his ankles for the speech. I'm like... Yeah, I mean, you could do that. You could thank the guy, or you can tape your ankles.
Yeah,
that being said, I will bare knuckle fight him over this right now.
Any day.
Our acceptance speech fucking sucked, dude. We were like,
yes, sir.
No, it was terrible.
Yeah, no, we sucked.
Yeah,
we were.
You
just
guys
were
like Barney Kelsey, just like the third guy.
We were like, ah, ah.
Yeah.
It was the last award. We were already six
Tito's
vodka Tito sodas deep. already feeling good, and then
I'm
just
drunk
got
now.
Up there. I think we had the crowd chant podcast for two minutes.
We did.
Yeah,
before you got up there, or
no, we got up there and just started chanting podcast.
Yeah. I know. Now I wish we would have got him to chant more stuff.
I thought you guys were saying Todd Glass, and I was like, I guess
Todd
he's there.
Glass.
I guess he's there.
If he doesn't have a pod, he should start one, because he is a funny comedian.
Yeah, Todd Glass is very funny. Funny comedian.
Pod Glass?
That's pretty good.
This is why we currently are holding the hardware. Well, it's being mailed to us.
Yep.
The hardware for best comedy podcast. It's quips like that from Durs.
This is the way.
I don't know if Blake and I are bringing that. The short little one-liners. I would like to, I'm not going to call it flowers, but I'll call it thanks.
No.
I would like to give thanks to Anders, or an early thanks.
I don't take thanks. Yeah. I take thanks.
Yeah.
I know you take thanks. Yeah. I know you take thanks.
Thank you for your
thank you. I know you take some thanks.
Yeah.
Because Durs says thanks thanks.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you for always coming with those short little one-liners and sneaking them in. And while we have some verbal diarrheas, you'll punch it up on the fly, and we appreciate that, Durs.
Mm-hmm. Diarrhea.
Hey, that's all I have.
Hit the We Are the Champions again, dude.
Yeah.
We need to let
them know.
Well, that means I'm going to have to rewind it, and I'm not sure I'm going to hit it right. Yes, I will.
It feels good.
It feels
I'm not gonna
really
lie.
Good.
Being a winner feels good.
Here's my question.
Yes.
Do they nominate? Not that the Kelce brothers didn't have a massive podcast and aren't super relevant, but like you, sure. you give them podcast of the year, just praying that they decide to show up, right?
Yeah,
because that's huge.
I think you try to maybe lure them a little bit, or like maybe Taylor Swift shows up just that, yeah, you know, in solidarity.
Like, but if they show up, you've upgraded your entire
everything
lifestyle as iHeartRadio, right?
Yep. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they did not. So
they did not.
Did you guys think that's why they nominated us and gave us?
Yeah,
a,
yeah
they were, well, they were hoping we would show up, but two of the members could give a fuck and did not. Did not show up.
Two of the members actually care about the podcast, so they showed up. But
I think if I flew, my eyeball might have exploded. They talked about how I have to maintain my eyes pressure. And I was like, hell? What happens if I don't? And they're like, it's not good. I was like,
the eye pressure. Huh. Yeah. Yeah. I would say that's safe to not fly. I would, although pretty funny. Pretty
yeah,
funny.
If your eye exploded,
like on the stage as we're accepting, like the pressure's coming back down.
Right.
It's a bit. Right.
And I just want to thank.
Eye is
your
leaking.
Eyes hanging out.
I just want to thank. I heart my eye.
That's the only time that Bobby Althoff girl shows any emotion.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Who?
That girl who's always like super sad, who like does like Drake interviews, and she
got it.
Yeah. She was there. She was there. We presented her an award.
I heard she's super loud and obnoxious.
No.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, bouncing
like,
off the walls.
Shut up.
God, yeah. I wish that were the case.
Like super nice, but like just you know a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just won't shut up. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. But very nice. Very nice.
Thing. Right. Was she doing the persona?
I think it's just her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think that's her. Like, she's just like off to the side and just being like, no.
We gave her award in her.
But that's not her. You're saying that's her, but like, it's a bit.
I don't.
It's a shtick.
I don't
maybe.
Know.
Maybe.
What do you mean?
Maybe,
the thing she says as she's interviewing Drake or whoever, like, she's rude. She's overtly rude to people in real life.
I think she's leaning into that. But I think that's from what I saw of just the 3 hours we were sitting right next to her at this award show. Mm-hmm. She never broke that. You know, she was never like cool and bubbly and like talking to people and interacting with anyone. She sat with her friend that and just sat with him quietly. And then when we gave her the award, it was funny.
She prayed. She was praying.
She prayed a lot. But
oh, okay.
Yeah,
super
Christian. Yeah, a lot of prayer.
No, when we gave her the award, she just comes up and goes, thanks. And then walks away. And I was like, that's pretty good. Yeah. I was like, I like it.
That's the bit. Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
Cool. Yeah. So that was cool.
Not us. We were like, Blake was like doing the catwalk, spinning around. I was like eating the trophy. Like,
yeah, they
that's
were
pretty
hyped.
Good. That's yeah. Adam. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Did you guys have like you revealed your true accents? You're like, and it's crazy because you guys think we're American. We're not
actually.
The fact that you guys respond to the message is insane to
it's
me.
It's insane, mate. We've been pulling the wool over your eyes for so many years. It's crazy, mate.
There's so much wool.
We dive into these stupid American characters, and you just gobble it up.
You gobble it up, you little piggies. Oink, oink.
You American piggies, baby. Yeah.
We're just Austin Powers. We're just Austin
Sorry
Powers.
Sorry about all the wool.
Honestly, we would have done that.
One more Tito's.
Well, Durs, I wish we would have had any amount of heads up because they just said we won and we're like, and then we're us chugging vodka sodas on the way up to the stage.
Right.
I'm drunk
and
now.
We didn't have much going on to that stage. Other people were pretty well spoken and we were like, oh, this guy hosts a podcast. He can really pull the speech out of his ass.
Right.
Not us.
No. And did fucking Levi. Zach Levi.
Oh yeah.
Was he the MC or just presenting you?
He just presented us. And
love that dude.
Yeah, he's a super nice guy.
Yeah,
I talked with him a little bit beforehand. He was like really cool.
Yeah,
and he was so nice. You know how like you might not have to deal with him. I know you guys have met him before, but this is my first time meeting him. And Durst probably doesn't have to deal with this, but sometimes when I because he's tall, He's like tall, tall. He's like 6'5 or something.
Right. It is hard to kiss him.
And
wait, what are you asking?
What's that?
And he did like he put his legs like this, so he was closer to my level.
He did the splits.
And I was like, thank you for your service.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys Jean-Claude by Shazam?
Yeah, bro. He hit the splits. He time copped his ass.
Shazam.
He fucking time copped your ass.
I got Jean-Claude by Shazam. Yeah.
Damn, dog.
And not flowers.
And like,
thanks.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the wide legs and then this, the like arms crossed with like the legs super wide talking to you. I'm like,
well, it's weird when it's not for a purpose, but right. It was for a purpose. He was talking to me and
right.
I can't,
camera.
It wasn't on camera. It was a side stage, like backstage. Mm-hmm. And he came down to my level and I was like, man, I really appreciate that because we wouldn't have had a conversation. He's too far away.
Yeah, he's talking to the Paul Shears in the room, the Shay Shays. Yeah,
Paul Shear, taller than you think.
Yeah.
It's like DeAndre Jordan. Like, I know DeAndre Jordan pretty well. He's a super nice guy. We like each other. Every time I've seen him, like, out and about, when we try to have a conversation, it dies on the fucking vine every time.
Yeah.
He's like, alarmingly large. Because what is he, 6'11"?
Yeah, he's probably damn near 7 feet.
He's borderline 7.
It's a lot. It's a lot. He should take a knee. He should just have knee pads on.
Absolutely. Just drop a knee when you're speaking to me.
What's up, Adam? Come here.
He should sit you in his lap. Come talk to
us. Or put your hand out and let me climb on.
Yeah.
Right.
And raise me to your level.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jack and the Beanstalk style.
Thumbelina. Yeah.
Yeah. Get on up here.
Because the worst is you're trying to, you know, you're cracking jokes and you say something that you think's kind of funny. And then he's just like.
Yeah. And next thing you know, you've been talking into his dick for the last 5 minutes. Is this thing on?
Well, is this thing on? Here it is. I did not know you grew a beard.
Hello.
There it is. You got the whole James Harden look here, huh?
I don't know why none of this is landing. Is this thing on? Yeah, bud. I don't know.
I thought that was the mic. Sorry, bud. Sorry, bud. Huh. Talking the tail end of this thing.
Adam, can you? I've got to go play. I have to get off the bench now.
Damn. Quick. Yeah. Well.
Wait, so he was sitting down in this scenario? Jesus, I am short. Fuck, man.
I don't know what just happened.
I don't either.
Well, I'm glad that he brought it down to your level. Very considerate of him.
Super kind. Very considerate. Super nice guy.
Very kind man. Very kind.
Hey guys, I've been trying to save money for a while, but it seemed like my bank account was stuck. Thankfully, I heard about Rocket Money and gave it a try. It turns out I had a bunch of subscriptions I was paying for that I had forgotten about. Rocket Money helped me cancel some of them, and now I'm finally starting to see my account balance going up. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Holy smokes! Thanks to Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month's, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Stop wasting money on things you don't use, you frickin' bonehead! Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/important. That's rocketmoney.com/important. rocketmoney.com/important.
Hey, TII Nation, we know your sex life is important, but that your schedule is also very busy. You don't have time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. But now, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door.
Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper.
The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. If ED's getting you down, it's time you join the hundreds of thousands of trusted HIMS subscribers and get treated.
Start your free online visit today at HIMS.com/this is. That's HIMS.com/this is for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/this is. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Don't miss the full season of FX's epic limited series, Shogun. I watch it. I love it, dude. It's set in feudal Japan. Shogun tells the story of one warrior in the fight of his life as a mysterious European ship arrives in Japan. Catch FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss.
Dude, The Veil is a globe-trotting game of truth and lies between two women with thousands of lives hanging in the balance.
Whoa. Wow, well said.
And crime fans, do not miss the all-new series Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events. Yeah, stars Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month, huh? It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu, huh?
Dude, friggin' do it, dude.
Wilmer Valderrama?
Yes, he roped you up. Yo mama.
Yo mama roped me up, dude. And
what does that mean?
I don't know.
He roped you up? This is more Blake youth speak.
Blake talk. Yeah, he's talking youth talk. But uh-huh. I'm starting to, spending this extra time with just Blake in Austin, I sort of started to like dissect his verbiage a little bit.
Okay.
And now it's starting to kind of make sense.
Okay.
So hot. It was lit and we're fam.
Yeah,
and,
for sure.
Overall, the whole weekend was trill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. For the win, let's go.
And it was for the win, let's go. And it was trill. And
it was a movie, dog.
And it was for
it
sure
was a movie.
It for sure was a movie.
Dude, it was a movie. You have to admit it.
What movie was it? Fletch 2?
Fantasia.
It was like Friday the 13th.
Which one?
Wilmer Valderrama, really nice guy. I don't know if I've ever talked with him, but I was talking with Isaac. I don't like it when you have me show your tits, but I was talking with Isaac because he came over and was like, "What's up, man? Wow, good to see you." And then we just started talking. He's like, "Heard you had a baby," and then we started talking about. Or maybe I brought up that I just had a baby. I'm not sure. But we just started talking. And then we talked for like 30 minutes. And it was like we were best friends. And I'm like, we for sure met before. And I go to Isaac. I go,
here we go. Tables have turned.
We had to have been at some award show, much like this one, where I'm 36 vodka sodas deep. And I don't remember.
Punk rock, getting radical.
I don't remember. Talking to him.
Yeah.
What makes you say that? Because you hit it off so well?
He was so familiar with Adam. He really roped him up.
He came over and roped me up, like right away.
Can I tell you something? I think based on everything I've ever heard about him, is that this is his superpower, is that he's one of the nicest good guys to talk to in like his era of Hollywood.
Okay. Hmm. Well, maybe.
Punk rock, getting radical.
But the way he roped me up.
I know. But there's some people.
He roped me.
This is we work in a business. I guess everybody does.
Of roping.
Personalities go a long way. Right.
For sure.
About this before.
For sure.
Yeah. That's why I'm stuck with you, asshole.
And if you're like the nicest person, everybody fucking loves you. And I think he's one of those people. It's like me, it's him.
Well, he didn't talk to me.
I feel like we need a little more of that because we're
it's
all
me, him, and Winkler.
Ignore me. I don't know if you're in on that, Durs. I don't know if you're quite there.
Yeah. Ask around. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I said ask around.
I bet we're gonna get some definitive no's.
Yeah.
I feel like we are just in when we go to those events. We don't do a lot of approaching people out of nowhere and roping and to speak like Blake roping them up.
We don't rope many people.
Right.
We're busy with our zins in the corner for sure.
We're busy in our little corner doing our own little thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the winning.
For the winning.
For the zen.
Yeah. You know, stretching for our big walk up to the stage. I almost pulled something.
And Wilmer is a NCIS guy now. He's a CSI guy.
Yeah, I think he's on CSI
Miami.
Is that
yeah, probably.
I think a producer could tell us, but I want to say CSI.
I love that for him, where he's like, no more jokes.
Yeah, just you murder know. Mysteries.
Well, I think he got what happened was under his NCIS. NCIS somewhere or just NCIS.
Where
he went to the original, just that. Yeah. NCIS. Wow. Okay.
Go. NCIS. TCBY.
It's a bagel.
I think he you know took off his 70s garb and quit doing like this the crazy accent on the 70s show, and everyone was like, "Whoa, he's too hot to be funny."
Oh,
I think that's
shit.
What happened.
Right. One of those.
I think that's what happened.
They were like, "Wait a second! Now that the garb is off,
the garb was taken off.
I'm not laughing."
That's kind of the era Durs is living in right now.
Yeah, Durs might be getting too hot for comedy, dude.
You're a hunk. Yeah, I feel like you're hunking out a little.
A regular garbamel.
Yeah,
you can find me with Papa Smurf. I don't know what's funny. I don't think anything's funny anymore. Not to me, at least.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You haven't laughed in a while.
No. I just haven't seen old people fall for a very long time.
Yeah, they need to bring back the bad grandpas of the world.
Yeah.
Well, you weren't with us in Austin. You would have had a good time. It was it was like a movie. It was for the win.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Let's go.
It was like a movie or it was a movie? Adam, Blake, do you know what the...
I think it was. I think I misspoke. Okay. It was. It wasn't like a movie.
It was a movie, Adam.
By the way, that's how like a bunch of like Gen Zs are kicking it last night was a movie. Dude, it was like a movie and like all of them stop it's and like, go, are you a narc?
Yeah. And their swishy hair goes...
What?
Did you just say it was like a movie? Okay.
That's weird.
Okay.
I'll see you guys in the Slack.
Tyson Blaze.
Blaze.
Tyson Blaze. Get this fucking loser out of here.
Let's go.
Wait, did you just say Tyson? Can we talk Tyson versus Homeboy Paul?
Oh, yeah.
Paul?
Tyson versus Jake Paul.
Yeah, that got announced, huh?
Dude, I know people are like mixed feelings about it because he's old. And it's like, you know, he's out of it.
He's very old.
Yeah, I know.
What is he, 56?
57?
Is that how old?
Oh, dude, I'm so sorry. I thought he was 56. He's 57?
Yeah.
In sports years, every year counts.
Yeah, that's true. My body hurts just thinking about that.
57? Can you imagine fighting a 57-year-old man? That seems kind of reckless.
That's what I imagine. That's what I imagine fighting.
Would you fight Mike Tyson?
Yeah.
That shit's important.
I would not.
That's who I imagine fighting
is
a 57-year-old.
Is he going to lose?
I do think what it's going to be, because it's not a real boxing match, right? It's an exhibition. So
what is the difference for me? I don't understand.
I think a real boxing match is the council or whatever. They have to agree to put the fight on.
Right.
Yeah, like you see it. I mean, I don't know much about boxing.
Okay. This one's just going to be on like a barge in the middle of fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this is
Chuck E. Cheese.
They call it an exhibition. So it's not going towards any record.
Okay.
Sure. But like they're fighting, right?
Yeah. They're fighting.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I just don't know I think Tyson's got the power still. I just don't know. If it's legit, like, are they going 15 rounds? Like, I don't know if he's got that kind of stamina.
I think it's 12, right?
Well, maybe they'll add a couple.
They'll add a few.
Is boxing not 15? Is it 12? Okay.
Yeah, they might 12. Add a few. It's an exhibition. They could go 20. They could go
I used to go 15. That's all.
That's crazy, bro.
Were newer background in that Kid Rock music video as a boxer? You win 15 rounds.
I said, don't roll until I'm in my 15th round. And they were like, okay.
I don't know what that
We're going to go to lunch. The cameras are on. You do what you got to do, man.
Right.
Just make sure that shirt's off.
As long as I make it to the 15th, I'm good, baby. Mm. I think it will be kind of a good fight.
I'm for sure not going to pay for it, but if I go into a bar,
it's on Netflix. It's free, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm watching it. Hell yeah.
Oh yeah.
This is the first one I'm going to watch of Paul, bro.
Oh yeah. Hell
That's
yeah.
That's kind of sick.
I'm gonna watch it. I mean, those guys are as much as like
those guys.
People hate on them. They're geniuses. Like they're marketing geniuses.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
the fact that they've been able to pull off like they're just kind of YouTube dudes, and then. He segued into being like,
you say that like that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, they were just guys making like silly, dumb videos. And and then they like run an empire. It's fucking wild. Mm-hmm.
But now should he just start fighting like really old people, like freaking just dusting off like Evander Holyfield and just fighting? Is Muhammad Ali passed away? Like
this is Mike Tyson.
Yeah, it's like I got George Foreman. He's like 86. He's like big George Foreman up next.
Used to be pretty big.
Yeah, he's hunched over now.
But what I guess I'm saying is like shrinking. even if in 10 years some young dude who's not a professional runner is like, I'm going to race Usain Bolt. Everyone's going to go.
When he's 57, though? Like,
yeah, Usain. You don't think at 57, if Usain Bolt.
Hell no. No way. That dude's knees are going to be blown the fuck out, dude. Are you kidding me?
If he stays in decent shape, Usain Bolt, the fastest human ever, kind of by far.
That's ever existed.
I feel like knees go out so quick compared to like Mike Tyson's big ass grandpa arms.
Well, he's going to have the power, but how is he going to connect? He's going to be too slow without a doubt. I mean, he would, by destroy all of us. Mike Tyson.
Oh, yeah. He would put us in a grave.
Mike Tyson would for sure beat the shit out of all of us because we're not boxers.
I'm never going to make it to the 15th round.
Michael, stop it.
Stop it, Michael. We're supposed to go 15.
No, this is what happens when they bring us to touch glass. I'm like, I'll see you in the 15th. And he's like, what the fuck? So he's all psyched out by now, right?
Yeah.
And then I die instantly.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then I get punched once. And,
and then you just
fall
lay
into
down.
The third row.
I killed him by accident. Down. Spinal.
But no, you would have to be at least a runner, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But like, homeboy, is this Jake Paul? Jake Paul was like a wrestler who's like, I'm going to become a boxer, right? So he's become a boxer. So what I'm saying is like some guy who was like played football in high school and like that was it, was pretty good, didn't go to college or whatever.
We're saying like Rob Riggle.
Uh-huh.
No.
No, I'm saying like a young person who becomes famous and like physical
Speed.
Shit on like Speed.
What's
his name?
I don't know.
Something's I something speed. We're so old.
I'm like KSI Speed Paul Bruz. I don't know.
I'm definitely tuning into Speed races speed against Michael Johnson.
I Show Speed. It's I Show Speed, right?
Yeah, but is he fast or is he that's just his fun name?
He is.
I think he is.
I think he is actually fast.
Okay. Well then yes.
He's kids. Right,
so like if I Show Speed doesn't challenge Usain Bolt to a run, like, come on.
We're the promoters. We get a cut, and we bring this to iShowSpeed and get him out of that weird fucking basement of, I'm sure, his mansion that he's in and say, hey, go race.
Hey, iShowSpeed, you ever heard of iHeartRadio? Let's make it happen.
Come on. Come hither.
Yeah, best comedy podcast.
I don't know if he'll need us. He'll be like, that's a good idea. See your way out.
It's not 2024. It's of the past year. It's not because we're the best podcast of the last 3 months.
Yeah.
No.
That's
what it says on the show.
Ever since Kyle left the pod, they're like, here's an award.
This is true. Maybe.
Yeah. See?
You do have a good point.
Thank you. We trim the fat.
Trim the fat.
The best podcast of these 2 months.
Trim the beard. I don't know. I'm watching. I mean, dude. It's going to be fucking great.
That is cool that it's Netflix's first ever live sporting event, right? That's kind of cool.
Yeah, so how the hell is that even going to work?
By the way, he could have fought anybody. He could have fought like fucking Oscar De La Hoya, like other legends of the era. But fighting Mike Tyson is like a scenario that for the last 30 years people have said, would you ever fight Mike Tyson for $1 million?
Yeah, for $1 million, would you fight Mike Tyson? And and Jake Paul is like, no, but I will for $300 million. That's what he's projecting the fight's going to make.
Really?
Right.
Yeah.
But well, how's that going to work out if it's Netflix?
Netflix paid for it, right?
And he is the promoter, and he got a deal through Netflix. He's also getting the house and the merch and everything.
Oh, I'm buying that T-shirt.
Oh, you mean like the seats there,
the venue? Yeah,
yeah,
the venue
of the stadium of wherever he's fighting. It's probably going to be at SoFi or something fucking insane.
That would be cool.
And did you say he's getting a cut of the merch also?
I love it.
Yeah, I think it's his merch. Yes,
I heard for every hot dog.
Yeah, absolutely. No, he actually gets 100% of hot dog sales. It's crazy. Sort
of hot dogs.
Well, it's actually, I thought it was that. It's actually the buns. The meat. Yeah, the meat as a whole, because there's like unions and stuff.
Okay.
Sure. That makes buns, sense.
But if you want a bun, you got to go through the Paul Bros.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey,
yeah. They call themselves Paul Bunions. And,
Paul. Okay.
And
yes,
dust yes, it sir. Off, baby.
I would like to thank Durs for that. Thank you so much.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah, man. And that is why we are the best podcast of the last 2 months.
Hang on.
Yeah.
I got to change my batteries. Hang on.
What the?
Hey, hit it, Blake.
What do you want me to hit?
The champions.
We are the champions. Come on.
Hit it.
Sorry, I got to rewind it real quick. Yeah. Yo, honestly, I don't think I've ever won anything until that moment.
I believe
it. How did it feel for you? How did it feel for you?
It felt insane, man. It felt great.
Pretty good. Pretty good feeling.
Yeah.
We had to quickly chug a Tito's soda and hit that stage.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it was great.
Are you sponsored by Tito's? I feel like you've mentioned that specific detail a lot.
Well, it's Texas.
No.
Come on, you got to have Tito's.
No, I'm not. I wish I was, dude. Uh-huh. I love Tito's.
I wish your middle name was Tito. That would actually be kind of sick.
Oof. Adam Tito's Divine.
I just named someone Bo Tito. That'd be sick.
Bo Tito. That sounds like it's
Dorito.
Damn, that sounds like a fucking nice drink.
That sounds like a local name.
Yeah, I'd get a good old Bo Tito. Oof.
Mm-hmm. Little Bo Tito, get over here.
Little Bo Tito.
What would be in a Bo Tito? I'm fascinated. I want to know. What would go into a Bo Tito?
Titty milk. Titty milk.
It's a bagel.
Well, it changes as he ages, but right now it's pretty titty milk heavy.
Okay, so it's like Kahlua.
Yeah.
So would you put actual titty milk in? Or?
Yeah.
Are you a bartender that is you're like have a little titty milk reserve?
Dude, we have so much titty milk around this house right now. We have we have a freezer frozen of titty milk.
Froyo?
Yeah, we could do slushies of titty milk. We could do whatever you want over here.
You've got titty daiquiris?
Okay. Dude, we could do some titty dacks. Absolutely.
Damn.
We could. Yes.
You guys are freezing your shit over there, storing up just in case?
No, not their shit. Their titty milk.
Yeah, our titty milk, dude.
Oh, okay. Okay. Same thing to me.
Yeah.
Wait, are you guys freezing your shit?
You have to.
No, we're not freezing our shit. You don't have to freeze the shit, but the titty milk you do. Okay. You do, yeah.
Thank God, because it's the funniest podcast, not the grossest.
In case, I mean, I don't know why, but really, I have no idea why we're doing it, but we have so much. I'm like cooking meat just to make room. I'm like, we have to eat six steaks tonight, honey.
Oh, okay. I thought you were about to say you're cooking it in the milk, like kind of like a Ruth Chris, like how they sizzle it in butter.
Butter? I haven't tried that.
You got to remember, when Blake says things, cooking meat can mean all sorts of things to a person of his age and ilk. And
dude, tonight is going to be kind of sort of like a movie, dude.
I'm cooking meat tonight. Let's just say I'm cooking meat.
That sounds similar to a movie.
It's a little bit like a movie, dude.
Yeah,
let me just tell you, there's so much titty milk in my fridge. I'm cooking meat tonight.
Damn, boy. Get
that's
it.
That's all I'm saying.
Damn, boy. Make some freezers.
Go ahead and open up Urban Dictionary to find out exactly what I just said. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Sometimes I ask myself, what would I do if I had an extra hour in my day? I think I would spend more time for myself. When I'm running around, taking care of family, getting work done, I feel like I can forget about myself and my own needs. And I think a lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
You're so right, Anders. The thing is, the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/thisis. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/thisis.
Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Don't miss the full season of FX's epic limited series, Shogun. I watch it. I love it, dude. It's set in feudal Japan. Shogun tells the story of one warrior in the fight of his life as a mysterious European ship arrives in Japan. Catch FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss.
Dude, The Veil is a globe-trotting game of truth and lies between two women with thousands of lives hanging in the balance.
Whoa. Wow, well said.
And crime fans, do not miss the all-new series Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events. Yeah, stars Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month, huh? It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu, huh?
Dude, freaking do it, dude.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com. That's Zyn.com to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Very fun podcast. I feel like we caught up with each other quite a bit. Is there any take backs?
Oh my God.
Is there any take backs? Any apologies? Any? Do you guys want to do epic slams or...
Should we do, what about like epic announcements? Because I know that
Adam is so angry at himself, and Adam, my God, use that energy.
Idiot!
Let's go.
Yeah, dude. We are going to be in Atlantic City the night before everyone's favorite holiday.
Yeah, baby.
Happy holiday.
Which is
420. We will be in Atlantic City at the Hard Rock Casino and Hotel on April 19th. And, it's going to be the three of us without the dead weight, Kyle.
Yeah.
And we're going to bring it, dude. And I'm so excited. I'm excited to do a live show, the three of us. It'll be a fun new element.
We're back.
Yeah,
no break dancing, unfortunately.
We're back. Well, who knows? Maybe I'm feeling a little better and I do a little shimmy, a little shake.
Okay.
Possible.
And then he died.
Dude, honestly, one night in Atlantic City, anything goes, baby.
We're
going to
burn that city to the ground.
I don't even know what to expect from Atlantic City.
What does anything goes in Atlantic City look for a guy who doesn't gamble?
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of prostitution. It's a lot of prostitution.
Oh, for sure. Both. I forgot you're pimping again. Congratulations. Yes.
Well, will be.
Well, it's mostly just drinking at the beer garden that you know they're going to want us to drink at.
Yeah, it will be a lot of that. I might pull a slot. We'll see.
So you don't gamble at all? Do you not like it? You don't?
No, I'm not opposed to it. I'll play a few hands. I just don't like to really like sit and wait it out. You know what I mean? I'm a little impatient. There's a lot of prostitutes walking around.
I don't like to sit and wait it out.
I mean, I kind of get that.
I want to make my money, bada bing, bada boom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did kind of forget it.
I'm all in or I'm all out. You know what I mean, brother?
I don't know if I do.
Yeah, I like to play some blackjack, dude. I think that'd be fun. Maybe we host a blackjack night or something. Like after the show. That'd be kind of fun. You guys just lose all your money.
Have you guys ever shot craps? I never did it.
I do, dude. And I'm so bad. I never know what's happening.
I'm not good at it.
Oh.
Yeah, when I throw it, it always bounces out of the tub. Well,
can we talk about your wrist action?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's why.
Well, isn't that how you're supposed to, you throw it kind of.
Well, like that, like you throw them.
This dude looks like he's saying goodbye.
Away. No, I'm done here.
No, you're saying like, bitch, ta-ta. I'm done with you.
I'm ta-ta. Done with the French fries. Get them out of my face. Thank you.
This is to a server?
He's the Burger King.
This is to a server who's maybe a little underpaid and you're disrespecting them? No.
You know
dude,
what?
It's a movie. Yeah. It's not real. It's a movie.
I spent too much time with this guy in Austin, dude. I'm seeing the real Blake
you,
Anderson.
Yeah, you saw the way I told those servers to get out.
Ta-ta.
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 No, but really.
Hey, I'm not playing craps. No. Take those fries. Ta-ta.
Every time I've ever thrown craps, it bounces out. Do they call it a tub? Is it a tub?
I don't know what they do.
A crap tub?
I would call it a table for sure.
Okay, well, the table tub, the dice fly out and people get really mad.
They don't like it when you do that.
They shoot you a look.
Yeah.
It is fun, though. I never really know what's happening. There's like the line and the, there's a ton of numbers.
Yeah, I've never played, but I want to.
Well, come out to Atlantic City and teach us how to play.
Maybe we do that in Atlantic City.
Oh, that would be fun.
I guarantee you we could just get a table there and they could teach us how to play and we could lose a lot of money and that would be fun.
Yeah.
All the money we make.
Nucky Grandma!
Dude, it's one night. Anything goes, baby.
Or anything goes and we win real big, dude. We win like scary huge.
Ooh.
In Atlantic City, they're like, they put us up in like the super suite because, they're going to give us a suite.
Together, right?
Yeah, I hope so.
Sweet!
Oh, dude, I want to get one of those hangover suites just us for one night.
Mr. Divine, you're in the largest room with your friends.
That'd be so fun.
Yeah, I can't wait to wake up next to my boys. That's going to be
okay.
Fun.
But you know what's crazy is we're just at the age that like anything goes just means we're going to have like seven drinks.
Yeah, we might have like pizza really late at night.
Yeah, we might like order nachos and ask for extra chicken on it or something. We're like, yeah,
dude, the Hugo Boss is open 24 hours. I bought this suit.
I mean, that'd be tight, dude. Actually. That'd be a huge flex, dude.
Dude, let's all FaceTime your newborn, dude. That'd be hilarious.
That would be fun. Yeah. I find myself looking at photos of him when I'm just like in a red light.
Train? Yeah. On the train stop.
When I'm just driving with no hands.
When I'm at like the train.
No, I find myself like in traffic just kind of looking at photos. And then I'm like, oh, what if I were to die looking at a photo of him? He'd be so bummed at me.
Oh, that would suck.
Yeah, he'd be so bummed.
Yeah, they just have to pry. They just cut your hand off at the wrist and give it to him. And they're like, look at what he was looking at.
Yeah.
I actually developed an app where if you're driving and looking at like porn or something, if you're in an accident, the gyroscope knows and it instantly flips to a picture of your child.
Dude, that's brilliant.
That's brilliant. Stop,
so when you're getting pulled from the wreckage, they're like, how'd he crash? Was he looking at some titties?
Yeah. Dude, that's brilliant.
Yes, wow. Points.
No, it wasn't. His child. His youngest child.
Dude, because isn't there a thing where like your Apple Watch or like your phone will like notify police or something if it feels like you getting in an accident?
Yes.
So then it will notify your phone to switch the. It could
work.
Right,
Blake. That's what I said.
Yeah.
No, but it could really be a real thing.
It could really work. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Well, how much porn are you watching while driving?
Tons.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Every red light. I'm trying to get there.
All right. That checks out.
I got to go run some other errands.
Every red light.
That's why dads always want to go take a drive.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
I got it. What do we need?
Dads are always like, I'm going to go take a drive.
Yeah,
you know
what?
Here.
No, I can't eat a salad without croutons. Fuck that.
Yeah, I'll be at the store.
I guess, though, like, even if you're in, like, a Instagram discoveries just wormhole of, like, bikinis.
Breastfeeding.
Yeah, you're like,
Oh, God.
Look at that kid. Look at these kids. They're beautiful.
Oh, my God. At least he died looking at what he loved.
By the way, right. you're dying and you're listening to them talk about it. Like,
yeah, man. Oh, just get him.
And maybe
some...
next week we can name that app.
Oh, I can't wait.
Any take backs, any apologies, any epic slams? I stand by everything we said today. I thought it was a real fun episode. I had a great time. Caught up with my boys.
I do want to give a little shout out to the podcasts. I guess you could say we beat.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That would be Smartless. That'd be Smartless, produced by my friend Bennett Barbico. Uh-huh. Sorry, pal.
Yep, we beat them.
Yes, points!
Who else did we beat?
I forget. I honestly...
Nicole Byer we beat.
Nicole Byer, we beat her.
Sure. She's funny. Not the funniest.
Not funniest, yeah. According to iHeart.
No,
according
she's to iHeart,
that's,
but...
not even us.
Who else?
Yeah. And then also, I'd like to thank all the podcasts that we beat that like weren't even nominated. Like,
oh, yeah.
So many.
So many, dude. So many. Two Bears, One Cave, Bert, yeah. Tom's podcast.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, yeah.
Not even nominated.
Yeah,
oh, a little embarrassing for you.
And maybe because it's not an iHeart podcast, but so, doesn't matter.
No.
Right.
No, there's a bunch of podcasts that weren't iHeart podcasts.
I guess they're not going to have a little best comedy trophy on the fireplace that's probably much larger than mine.
Sorry. You're not going to hold the hardware like we will in 4 to 6 weeks when they finally send it to us.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah. I
can't wait.
Four to six weeks, huh?
It's going to be a while. We'll see.
Well, we'll see. You had to go to the event to get one, so...
Yeah, so they're only sending two.
Whoopsies!
I mean, I have a poster of our movie. It's still on the floor. So these things, they come and...
They stack up.
I don't know what to do with them.
They stack up.
Well, I guess this was another episode. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, I want to give a very special shout out to Atlantic City. We can't wait to see you, baby.
This is true. He's already got a glass of Tito's there.
This glass of Tito's is for you. And feel free to come hot, wet, and ready to the show.
Oh, shit. I like that. Come hot, wet, and ready.
Last chance for take backs. Last chance for take backs.
No take backs. That was another episode of...
This is important.
Play us out with music. Play us out. We are the champions. Play us out. Play us out.
Wait.
Play us out. Like...
Wait. Yeah.
Woo. Woo. And we'll keep on fighting to the end.
That's a misnomer. We will not keep fighting till the end. Hey guys, huge news. This is Important is back on the road on Friday, April 19th. That's right, 420 Eve, my fellow stoners. I don't smoke. Adam, Blake, and myself, Anders, are hitting the Hard Rock City Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City to bring TII Nation to another live show. Tickets are available now at HardRockHotelAtlanticCity.com, or you can go to the link in our bio on our @PodImportant Instagram page. You are so dumb if you don't get your tickets right now, because they will sell out. Hot, hot, hot. Yes, points. Come party with us in Atlantic City. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you. And how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.